when you bring DJs from different shows together? Well, wonder no more. Listen to Active FM Live.
Welcome, welcome. Yeah, you are watching an Active FM Live.
Yeah.
We are live. Like, this is literally us. Like,
yeah.
You are feeling us. We are alive.
Yeah.
You know, and for those, if this is either like your first time tuning in, which I'm shocked, and if this is not your first time tuning in, I'm still going to introduce myself and they will do the same. My name is the one, the only, the name you can trust. You put it in water, guess what?
It will never rust.
It will never rust. DJ Stone. Now you need to also do something like that.
What?
You need to hit that rhyme there. Let's go.
On the spot.
That's how it goes.
No, it doesn't work. You just go that side.
Okay, go. <cool. laughs>
By the way, I just wanted to mention whoever was doing DJ Stone's birth certificate stuff.
I agree. Yo.
Yes, you got the first poet on my name right
what?
There. You know?
I don't like being thrown on the spot because me and freestyles, we usually don't work out, you know. Like, I like at least pre-planning. Like, if I get like 30 seconds before, and you know, I can think of something cool. But you know, it's your boy DJ Cave. I don't do a lot of fancy stuff, you know.
It's your boy DJ Cave, the one you can't hate.
Yeah. obviously.
Okay.
You can never hate.
Yeah. This is your boy Fearless Eagle, the one who flies high up to the sky.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the one.
Drop the mic. We're allowing you to drop the mic now.
No. I can't drop.
Okay, so I'm from the Cave Show and the VAR Show.
Myself, I'm from the Cave Show, and I also do Active Surge mixes.
I thought you was gonna hit a blank. I'm like thinking, hey, what's going on now?
If I hit a blank, I recover quick. So that was one of those moments.
One of those days are coming. Remind you of this day. So this is your boy Fearless Eagle from What's the Topic?
Okay,
so
it's a blank now. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I listened to your show. You were speaking about tips to being rich, right?
Yeah, how to get rich.
How to get rich.
Can I get rich?
And then we were talking about technology, right?
Yeah.
So I concocted this genius. I got a nice topic for us today that we're going to talk about, and you know, when you look at rich people and you know, when they build up companies and stuff, it starts off with a single thing.
Yeah.
And that thing is an idea.
Yeah.
Right? In technology, in order for you to build whatever people see nowadays, what does it have in common? You also need an idea.
Yeah.
So in the Cave Show, we like doing something, right? Called on the spot question.
Yeah.
So Fearless Eagle, in your words, what would you describe an idea?
An idea.
Fly above
now, right now it's too high there in the sky, so you can't touch it, you can't think about it, you can't see it. Yeah, it's beyond what you can imagine.
It's beyond what you can imagine.
Yeah.
My Robin, you know, because I'm bad.
No.
Robin.
I'm not a Robin.
I'm not Robin.
Hey. That's deep.
I am not
DJ.
Robin. I refuse that name.
DJ Cave. To you, what is an idea?
An idea, it's, well, haha. On the spot questions.
Anytime. This is why you need to be in the air.
You can fly above the question that you can't answer.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, an idea, it could be anything that you can think of that produces something, that comes into something. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So,
So the first person that I'm going to speak about, right, are two brothers by the name of Chris and Robin.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say their surnames. If you guys have listened to my shows, you know I'm very bad with their names, right? Yeah. So basically, these two guys are two firefighters from Florida, right? So guess what their idea was?
Yeah.
To become firefighters in Florida.
To open up a sandwich shop. So
that
they opened up
the other side.
Yes.
Like there.
They opened up a sandwich shop, right? Using a recipe from their family's, one of their family's recipes.
Yeah.
And they decided to style their restaurant like a fire station.
Wow.
I thought of that. I was like, okay.
That is actually dope, babe.
Yeah.
That is actually dope. So Any take on that idea? If you are the person who was about to invest in this, you know, would you invest in a sandwich shop?
In a sandwich shop?
Yes. So they make, like, probably burgers and sandwiches.
Okay, so, like, yeah, you know, I actually want to get into that investment thing as well, you know.
Yeah.
It's, like, awesome. So, from my point of view, okay, coming from my side, like, before I actually, yeah, you know, consider investing into it, I'd actually look at the area, you know, which it's in, you know, how is the shop doing, you know?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, obviously, you don't want to invest in something that's destined to go down. Hey, that's another story.
Yes, you want to take your risks. You want to count your risks. I mean, yeah. You don't want to just take it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, for me, I would say my option of, you know, actually going for it would be, how is the business doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it all comes down to how would your business do?
Yeah.
Okay, so the second one I got, right, is another two brothers.
Yeah.
That their name is Bert and John Jacobs. I say their surname because I can pronounce this one.
Jacob.
Right? So they designed their first t-shirt brand in 1986.
Yes. Nice. Sure. Okay.
That is a lot. And now the company in 2011 was sold for $100 million.
Wow. Sure.
Now this comes to mind. How many people have come to you guys with, you know, brands and t-shirt ideas?
Okay, there's a couple that have came, and then there's those that I've seen, hey, they're doing the most. Hey?
Yeah.
Like, they're doing it. Hey, yeah. It's happening. And yeah, not a lot. In fact, it takes a lot to actually, you know, get something like a brand, you know, out there.
Yeah.
Because you need to obviously have the passion, you know, you need to be enthusiastic and all those things, energy, all those things, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, in fact, I think the passion, you know, that's like the number one thing that you need to have. If you have the passion for it and you have the vision, you'll make it happen.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah, there are a couple of them, and there's a few that I've seen.
That are actually doing a lot right now.
Yeah.
Yes. So I gave him a spot question now. Your spot question, right?
They're like the on-the-spot.
No. That was a discussion. The on-the-spot question was the idea one. See, he had time to prepare because I asked you first.
Oh,
so he was thinking while you were answering.
Oh. Yeah, I was
so now
thinking. Yeah,
it's your on-the-spot question, right?
Yeah.
Can't think.
Now, this question is going to be interesting because...
I don't know why I get the interesting questions. But
if you look at these two scenarios of these two companies that made $100 million, right?
Yeah.
Both, when they were sold, they made $100 million. If you look at how simple the ideas are, you know, one is making sandwiches and having a restaurant that looks like a fire truck.
Yeah.
And the other one is a t-shirt company, you know?
Yeah.
And they've made so much money. Now, here's my question to you. What is the stupidest business idea you've had?
Hey.
If you went through, it actually might have gotten you some money.
Hey?
Yeah.
You have time to think now, hey?
Wow. Yeah, like, I thought first of all, that my questions were going to be based on what you asked him. Then you come and ask me on the whole other side of the world.
That's the whole point.
That's
anyway,
the whole
so
point.
That you mustn't have an answer. It's on the
spot. On the spot question. Yeah. You know the drill.
You know what? Because I once... Actually, I said it. Now it counts for twice because I said it on a different show.
Yeah.
But on The Cave, I answered. There's no question that I can't answer. And answering doesn't mean that I'm answering right.
now
I have to honor
that. Listening, yes. There's a question that I can't answer.
Now I have to honor that.
Yes.
So, just based on that, the stupidest... I think, I wouldn't say it's stupid, but it was like a typical idea, business idea that people generally have, just like... selling snacks or something like on the go.
Yeah.
I think that works.
Yes. No, look, it could bring you some money, especially if you sell something that isn't like around, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. Supply and demand. Mr. DJ Fearless Eagle, you know?
Yeah.
DJ Fearless Eagle.
Same question. You know, like, yeah, cut your hair then and sell it.
Cut your hair and sell it.
What?
Okay, that is deep. That is some deep.
You might want to be careful, hey?
I'm not going to be around you by these clippers.
Someone might sell you hair with lice and funny things inside.
But look, also, if you have the right facilities, though, right?
Yeah.
Getting hair donations and then rebranding it and stuff.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like, I don't know much about it. Doesn't seem like a bad idea, though.
Hey, it happens. Eh?
Yeah,
what's happening? Like, what would be your whole motive behind cutting and selling people's hair?
You know, reality. It's happening.
Yeah, no, it is
happening.
Okay, but you have to have, like, a valid reason. Like, Like you're cutting my hair.
It's an idea.
And then you put it on DJ Stone's
head. Not many people pay.
No, you see, you think about guys' hair.
Yeah, you see, you're thinking about guys' hair.
What? So you're going to cut ladies' hair? Even worse.
Yeah, people like, you know, ladies actually donate their hair.
Yeah, but.
It's not like he's going to run up to them. Kay. Freeze!
What?
Take the hair and run away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
not like I got
inject them with
you
call that thing?
So it happens, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, so moving right along, right?
Yeah.
So now I'm gonna play a nice game with you guys.
Games.
So I've spoken about this sometime in the shows I'm in. So I like generally do IT, right?
Yeah.
Now one of the biggest problems of doing IT is other people. Reason being, as soon as they hear the sentence "I do IT," they start asking you questions like, can you hack my friend's Facebook account? Or, I have an app idea.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to now tell you guys some app ideas, you know, some software ideas, some technology ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you would tell me what is the highest bid you would have put for this company.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think I like this one.
And then when you guys are done putting your bid.
I like this one.
I'll tell you guys the value, the estimated value that it was sold for.
Are we putting like price ranges, or we just wild guesses?
Man. So I'm gonna tell you what they did.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna tell me, okay, if I was an investor, and I was their only option.
Yeah.
I would give them 50,000.
Okay.
Or I wouldn't invest in this at all. It's stupid.
So I'm making this like in dollars or.
What? So with what I got just in dollars.
Okay.
And then you guys, it's. If you say $50, he says $49, and then the company was sold for $100 million, then you won.
Okay.
So you won the bid, and you got a lot of money out of it. So I'm going to take a step back so that they don't see my phone.
The first
company is called...
In the air, they'll see the answer.
The first company is Extract Targets. So this is an automated emailing software that lets markers send event triggers to one of their customers' communications to drive and increase sales. So it basically helps with automated emails and allows the user to target specific emails to drive and engage in sales increase.
Sure.
Fearless Eagle, how much would you bet on my company?
On your company? Jay. Okay, let's think about this. Huh. Yeah, I'll take it easy. Like, 40. Let's take it get like 40,000 there.
$14,000.
Nah, 40. Let's take 40.
$40,000.
Yeah.
Making me feel cheap here, hey?
Yeah.
DJ Cave.
I think I'd go for around about like 15 to 20 million.
15 to 20 million?
Yeah. 15 to 20 million.
Whew.
Jay. Okay.
This company was sold for $2.5 billion.
What?
It was bought in January 2013, by a company called Salesforce.
Sales. Okay.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
Okay, so the next one. Is this bid higher or lower than the previous one? So now you have to set your bid.
Yeah.
So if you say if you bid 50, you bid 40, that means you're saying it's higher, you're saying it's lower.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
Okay. The video gaming technology. This was a company that manufactured and distributed video casino games in Australia. Start your bidding. What's your number?
100 million.
100 million.
Nah, you know, this is the video game. In fact, it's gaming. Hey? So, I'm thinking, hey, might as well go above, you know, like your 20 billion.
20 billion.
20 billion.
Yeah.
Okay, I think
gaming that we're talking about here.
Yeah. You can't take back your bid.
I can't.
You can't take back
it's
one-time
a
bid. It's a one-time bid.
Yeah.
No. Have you ever seen
one-time
gaming,
bid?
Yo.
You can't bid one. This is my court.
I bid again. 5 billion.
That's the lower than he is.
Yes, I know.
Okay, this company was actually only sold for 1.3 billion, so therefore it is lower than the previous one. It was sold to a company that's name I will not say because it's hard. And I already messed up in my show, so I'm not going to be lying. But it was sold in January 2014.
Yeah.
The last company. Was this company higher and lower than both the two? It's called SourceFire. It is a cybersecurity for IT enterprises. So it sets up infrastructures that allow for agile security principles and minimize network security risks using Cisco.
Sure. Okay.
Higher and lower than the previous two.
I just wanted to check the one before the
2.5 billion.
It's higher.
Yes.
I'm going with higher.
Higher.
My estimation would be...
It's like security right there.
Okay,
man.
I'm going
a lot of interesting things.
You know, you could be helping him right here.
Like...
Yeah.
So who wants to do the first bid?
I'm going for 7 billion.
7 billion.
Yeah.
Going for 8.
8 billion. I'll allow you to bid up if you want. I'm going to allow you just because it's the last round.
Okay. 10. Yeah.
10 billion. We have 10 billion. 10 billion going once. 10, you want to go on? 10 billion going twice. 10 billion going three times.
That's fine. Now I'll stick to that one.
10 billion sold. This company was sold to Cisco.
Took it.
In July 2013.
And I took it.
For an estimated price.
This guy's taking really
low. In the billions, not the millions.
Yeah, I was about to say, hey. Okay. So what
for is two point? Comma.
What?
7 billion.
Okay.
So it is higher than the previous two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
Just about high. So it's very interesting, you know, because these people also brought up businesses of this the idea. You know, one person saw a problem and they had an idea to solve that problem, you know, cybersecurity.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things in the world
right
now, you know.
There's too many hacking stuff. Yeah,
you get
like
something.
Kenny who hack too much.
Yes, you know.
So
you know,
tell me your IP address. Something.
It's interesting
that's why we spy on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ideas for the most brilliant things come from like something that you'd think of that is totally ridiculous. I mean, people own 5-star restaurants and it's based off one thing, hunger.
Yes, yes, I was hungry and I needed to eat.
I needed to eat,
so
you know.
A whole restaurant, you know.
What?
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
Yeah, but you know, it's very crazy that just, it's a, you know, because people struggle. People struggle to build something for themselves, you know. People struggle to, you know, people want to make a mark of themselves, you know. They want to build something, yet it all it takes is a simple idea.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're in the technology world, whether you are... Because like the first two guys were not technology-based companies. You know, one is a T-shirt, the other one is a sandwich company.
Go and get my.
So on the spot question, right? Who got the last on the spot question? It was DJ.
I think it was the birds, eh?
Okay, Fearless Eagle. What advice would you give to someone who has an idea and thinks that their idea doesn't have what it takes for it to build something for them?
You know, a lot of successful people, they successful because they've failed a lot of times.
Yeah.
So, there's no idea that's not worth going for.
Yeah.
Okay, unless you want to rob the bank.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, I'm like thinking now, hey.
If it's
now
crime,
you think
no.
You're robbing the bank, you know, the Lord must be with you, help you do
taking
it
a permanent loan from the bank.
Not those ones. Hey.
Yeah, no, those ideas forget.
Yeah, you know, if it's a, you know, an honest type of idea that you actually think will work, go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
And
like he says, you know, if it fails, it fails. It's not the end of the world. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Successful people come out from a lot of failure.
Yeah, you actually learn from your failures. Yeah.
Just a quick, I don't know, I feel like I'm one of the most open to DJs because I literally tell my life story on my shows, right? Mm. I actually failed a grade, right?
Yeah.
And the year after, there was another person who failed. And the piece of advice I gave him was that it's only failure when you quit.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's the same piece of advice I'm going to give to someone out there, you know, who has an idea and is scared to fail. It's only failure when you quit, you know. Maybe this venture doesn't work, but the next venture might.
Yeah.
You know, and the venture after that might. So it's only...
I think the worst regret is you having the idea, you don't like, you don't do it, and then someone else comes with the same idea,
and then they're like, successful.
That's like the worst. Hey,
I've
like
been a
the
victim
worst.
Of that many.
Hey. You know, sometimes when I was growing up, I really felt like the FBI was watching me because I think of an idea, and then boom, I'm watching TV, and then there's the idea there. I'm like, but no, I thought of that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Now what that shows is that you're not the only person thinking of ideas. Though.
Yeah.
You know, so if you don't actually act on stuff, you might get beaten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Same question. You had so much time to think about this. What advice would you give to somebody who has an idea and they think that, okay, they're not pursuing it because they don't have faith in it. They think that it could fail.
Yeah. Firstly, like I'll go back to the statement that I made earlier. Think about all these successful business based off like one simple small thing, like the example we use with the restaurant. Someone was hungry and, you know, decided that, you know what, I'm able to add a bit more spice to my food that makes it taste a specific way.
Hey.
And it's going to make more people want to eat my food rather than that person's food.
Yeah.
And so it's just based off that. So I don't think you should actually give up on whatever idea that it is you have. Just obviously stick it through. I mean, there's no brilliant idea, if I can say that. It's just,
Yes. And just to add on what they've said, it's very important that you go for it, but as important that you do research. You know, a lot of times why people fail is because there's a lack of knowledge in what they're doing. So they run in, you know, I want to start a brand. Yes.
That's very true.
They don't know how to market. They don't know how to do sales.
Yeah.
They just know how to maybe, you know, throw a badge on a t-shirt.
How are you going
to
get out there?
Yes, because it's very important, you know.
I'm just going to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
My business is going to be everywhere. You're going to see very soon.
Yeah.
I'm going to be wearing my stuff.
Hey.
Yeah.
How are you going to sell it? Don't worry about that. I understand it.
Just a couple of points, even what DJ Stones mentioned earlier. First of all, what is the purpose of what you're doing? First of all, where are you getting the inspiration of the idea?
Yeah.
And is there a need for it, first of all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's no need for it, you're just going to... Your stuff is going to lie on your shelf.
Yes.
So, first of all, is there a need for it?
Yes.
And you have to check also how long will you be able to sustain yourself, first of all. It's a whole bunch of like stuff that you have to look into.
Yes.
Your target market, like how much revenue can you earn? How many other people are doing that same business and what do you have to do different to succeed?
Business.
So,
So, it's very important that you also... Do your research.
Do your research,
Yes. But now, as we close off, now I'm going to go completely off topic, you know? Completely off topic.
Let's do this.
Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah, we're
no,
ready.
No, when you're in the air, you're always ready for it. You see everything coming before it reaches you.
So we've all played FIFA against each other.
Yeah.
Right, for those who don't know what FIFA is, which is very shocking, it's a game, it's a football game.
Yeah.
On.
No, it's
on
a basketball game.
don't
listen to And when we talk about football, we. For other countries.
Yeah, you know there's American football, right?
Yes, yes. No,
like we are talking about football, you know, the one that originated in England, soccer. You know. Yes. When you refer to football, we don't call it that word. It's an insult. So.
No, if you had to say football, the guys in America, you're speaking about.
Yeah,
American,
you know, football, like football. Yes. Not.
I've actually played that once.
Very I love that thing, eh?
Very
I love that thing.
I don't think I want to try that.
Yeah, no. But you told
me. I've probably played, like, I've tried maybe, like, but it was just for fun, like, maybe rugby, but
you just jump. Just jump.
Play basketball.
I've actually played basketball.
Yeah.
You don't even need to jump, just I'm joking. Okay, moving right along, right? I want you to rate... The other member on the stage is football skills. I mean, like FIFA skills.
Yeah.
From 1 to 10.
Who's, what? Wait, can we go back?
Okay.
Take back. Just repeat what you just said.
Rating the other. So you're going to have to rate mine and his FIFA
skills. FIFA skills.
Yes. Then I'll go to the actual topic. I just want to know what you guys think of my FIFA skills.
Out of
10.
The negative 10. I'm kidding. Yeah.
I was going to make a new number just for you.
Starting with you, man. Like, what do you think?
What do you think of my FIFA skills?
Man, go for it, you, man.
Because it's either starting on one end or the other.
It doesn't matter. I'll start.
Yeah.
I don't know why you... Okay.
Nah. Go for it.
Okay. So, for both of you. This is a tough one. I've played with him more than you. I've probably played with you like once, if ever. Did I even play with you?
Yes, and I won.
That's a lie.
And I actually did win.
Huh?
I actually did win.
No?
Okay, and I don't know now.
I promise I actually do.
I have another witness.
I think when we played up.
Who is smiling right now.
You beat
and,
me three.
And I don't know if he wants me to mention his name.
No.
But I won't mention his name. So it's fine. So how I'm going to rate. Because my FIFA, I haven't played FIFA in such a long time. And FIFA, you have to constantly be playing to keep up. So, okay, I'm not rating myself. You guys said I should rate
you. Yes.
Dun, 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 drum
I'm still going to rake myself. Anyway.
Yes. Rocket man.
I don't want to be biased. I want to be real. Like, for real.
Yeah,
for
let's
real.
Be real.
Just not outside. Seven. Outside.
Real for real.
Our rating is 7 out of 10.
Okay.
6.5, actually.
You said 7. We can't
six
take
and a half.
Can't take it back. 7.
6.5.
No.
The reason why I rate 6.5 and 6.5 because I've had almost as much of a challenge I had with him as I had with you, but that's only because I'm an 8. So.
Oh! wow! I like that. Actually, he's learning, guys. He's learning. Okay, DJ Fearless Eagle.
So I rate myself as a 12 because I'm above the 10. That's why I fly. Yes, I'm up there.
Can we not do this? Because I'm going to go on a rant right now. This live show is going to turn on into something else.
We'll keep it for the Xbox. So we'll keep it for the Xbox.
Yeah.
Give you a seat.
Thanks for ranting.
Giving you a seat.
The next time we do this, we have a competition, you know. When I post it on social media.
Yes. We'll let the action speak.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So you give me a 6 and then DJ.
I think he deserves the 8.
Oh, so he deserves that 8. Okay, so I'll give you, because you've beaten me, I think, twice. So
yeah.
I'll give you
very painful.
An 8, you know. DJ Cave here, I'll give him a 5.
What?
And
that's
then
shame.
I won't rate myself. I won't
that's
rate myself because I'm not on your level. You know, I'm above.
What?
I can't rate myself with you guys. But that is it from us, you know, here on the live. And I hope you guys really, really enjoyed. And see you guys soon, you know, when we match up again.
Yeah.
Just for you guys.
I think we're going to have a live with the FIFA on.
Just to show you guys.
Yeah.
But from me, DJ Stones.
He forgot himself. Okay.
I thought Fearless was going to do the things.
No.
Because he's
I'm like up
flying
there.
High.
Yeah, you see,
but
I'm
this
flying.
Is your boy, this is your boy, DJ Cave, the one who does the most.
We are out. Peace.
Yeah.
I've burned many bridges, I can count them all. Reminiscing on the stitches makes me miserable. Willpower's only given to the willing, though. I keep falling back when I wish I was doing. I played with fire so many times, I think that I'm a natural. My mind's been drifting like it's Tokyo. I need a ride home. Can't hear my conscience calling me. I'm hung up on this iPhone. Trying to forget these memories that got me going psycho. I know. I've burned many bridges, I can count them all. Reminiscing on the stitches makes you miserable. Willpower's only given to the willing, though. I keep falling back when I wish I was doing somersaults. Tell me, why do I get sad when the love is gone? If I'm the guilty one and it's all my fault. When I think about everything we've been through, how we made us strong and we gave us scars, I'm just overwhelmed. Playing games with you, I wanna grow old. You and me, drifting on the sea, just being so close. Forget about our iPhones, unless we're taking photos. Let's not forget the memories we share when times get so cold, you know. I've burned many bridges, I can count them all. Reminiscing on the stitches makes you miserable. Willpower's only given to the willing, though. I keep falling back when I wish I was doing somersaults. Tell me, why do I get sad when the love is gone? I'm the guilty one and it's all my fault. When I think about everything we've been through, how I made it strong, how we gave it scars, I'm just overwhelmed.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.